Married at First Sight. Chapter 4255. Evan added, "I don't want to create unnecessary competition for you. Even if they won't hurt you, they'll still be jealous and cling to you, and that would bother me. Abby, I belong to you alone now and forever. Don't push me toward anyone else." Abby was speechless. She helped Evan into the house and sat him down on the sofa. "I should find you a few rivals," she said. "Just so you realize I don't have to be with you. If I wanted to get married, I could do it anytime." Evan immediately grabbed her hand and looked at her with deep affection. "Abby, I love you. I always will. Even if you bring in competition, I won't be afraid. Time reveals a person's heart, and we're meant to be together." Abby pulled her hand back but couldn't resist pinching his cheek. "You're so shameless." Evan grinned. "My eldest brother taught us that if you want to win a wife, you have to be thick-skinned and shameless to the extreme." "Zachary, did I really say that?" "Abby, oh, sure. Blame your eldest brother. He and sister Serenity got married in a flash and went straight to the marriage certificate. He didn't even have to chase her." Evan chuckled. "But my brother and sister-in-law had their fair share of conflicts. She even proposed a divorce, which scared him so much he nearly lost his mind. He put her under house arrest just to keep her from leaving. My brother had to be utterly shameless to win her back. Isn't that also chasing a wife?" Back then, they had all tried to talk sense into Zachary while Serenity's friends and family did the same for her. Once the dust settled, Zachary admitted his mistakes. In the end, sincerity won over sincerity, and the couple reconciled. Evan believed that if Serenity had insisted on the divorce, Zachary, who had finally experienced true love, would have gone completely insane. They had all been on edge, afraid of what might happen. Luckily, it never came to that. Having never been in love before, Evan couldn't understand how his always composed, unshakable elder brother had been reduced to a desperate man for the sake of love. But when he had fallen for Fox only to have his grandmother arrange for him to be with Abby, he had felt such anxiety and frustration that he nearly lost it. Now, he understood his brother all too well. Abby stood up and walked away. She was already familiar with Zachary and Serenity's love story. She only envied their happy ending. She made a cup of honey water for Evan and handed it to him. Checking the time, she said, "It's late. I need to go home. You should head upstairs and rest. Tomorrow, go to the housekeeping company and hire two people. It's too empty in this big villa all by yourself," she added. She didn't want to leave him completely unattended, especially if he drank too much. Evan nodded. "I'll ask my eldest brother to arrange a few people for me. They'll be here in 2 days. Abby, where are you going on your business trip? Can I go with you and see the world?" Abby scoffed. "See the world? What hasn't the fourth young master of the Jean family already seen? I'm going for work, not a vacation. You don't work for my company, so why would you tag along?" Evan smirked. "Isn't your corporation increasing its investment in Huyonville? Are you sure you don't need the fourth young master of York to be involved?" He backed down quickly, though. "Fine, I won't go with you and get in your way. While you're gone, I'll focus on my work and make a name for myself in Huyonville's business scene." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4256. Chapter 4256. "I don't want people calling me a kept man in the future," Evan said with a chuckle. "I'll work hard so that when people talk about us, they say we're the perfect match, a talented man and a beautiful woman, a couple destined for each other." Evan loved dreaming big, and Abby didn't bother arguing. He could say whatever he wanted. After giving him a few more instructions, she left. Evan walked her outside and offered to take her home. "You're drunk, and you still want to drive?" she asked, unimpressed. "I'm not looking to die. Evan had no comeback for that. He could only watch as she got in her car and drove away. That night passed without further incident. The next day, Evan slept until the afternoon before finally waking up. When he went to the Do group to wait for Abby, he found out she had already left for her business trip. She had told him she'd be leaving in a couple of days, but she had gone that morning without telling him where. For a moment, Evan felt uneasy. But he relaxed when he reminded himself that it was just a business trip, she wasn't leaving Huonaville for good. With Abby away, Evan decided to take his work seriously. Meanwhile, over at FC Manor in Annenberg, the old lady and her group received news that Jasmine had given birth. Initially, she wanted to pack up and return to Wildspoon immediately. But when she heard it was a boy, she changed her mind. She decided to stay until the baby's full moon celebration. She was perfectly content to remain at FC Manor, doting on little Eva. But 3 days later, FC Manor welcomed unexpected visitors. Only one of them was a true guest, Elora, the eldest daughter of the Ormond family from Annenberg, Province X. When the Johnson family received her, they were completely caught off guard. They had no connection to the Ormonds. The butler approached the old lady of the Johnson family and said, "Miss Ormond wishes to meet the old lady of the York family." When she heard she was here, she came straight over. Old Lady Johnson glanced at the York family matriarch, who was holding Ava. With a teasing smile, she said, "Since when did you start attracting young ladies from the Ormond family?" The old lady chuckled. "Come on, Johnson, don't make it sound like that. I'm an old woman in my 80s. Who could I possibly attract?" Old Lady Johnson smirked. "You sure know how to twist words. Weren't you picking wives for your grandsons? Is Miss Ormond your latest candidate? Which boy do you have in mind for her? I should have thought of that. I still have a few single grandsons myself. The Johnson family's single men, we're in danger." "Butler, bring Miss Ormond in," Old Lady Johnson instructed. "I want to see who the future young mistress of the York family might be." The butler nodded and went to escort Elora inside. Meanwhile, Old Lady Johnson reclaimed her great-granddaughter from Old Lady York and muttered, "You've been here long enough. Shouldn't you head back? Isn't Serenity about to give birth?" Ever since she arrived, Old Lady York had monopolized Ava, playing with her every day as if she were her own great-grandchild. "I'll go back next month," Old Lady York said. "Serenity's due date is still a while away." Old Lady Johnson scoffed. "Didn't the Buchame family just have a baby? Shouldn't you go back for that?" Old Lady York waved a hand dismissively. "It's just a boy. I'll wait for the full moon celebration." Old Lady Johnson was speechless. She just kept staring at Ava.